8:22 here on the Chris Berg Show on the We the People Network. I want to remind you, go to my website. We're taking the people's poll this morning. The website, chrisbergshow.com. Again, chrisbergshow.com. The people's poll question today, because they're both going to be on the show. Who's rocking the better mustado, the better mustache, Senator John Hoeven or John Stossel from Fox Business Network? With me this morning, he's going to be part of one of the speakers at North Dakota 2.0. You can learn more about the event at nd20.com. The president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota, Paul Von Ebers. Paul, thanks for joining me this morning. I know we have you just for just a few moments, but what are you going to be speaking about today at North Dakota 2.0?
Hi, Chris. I'm glad to be with you today. I'm going to be talking about healthcare in North Dakota and how it affects economic development in the state.
So can you give us some examples? Because obviously healthcare, I mean, look, I was looking at some of my bills with tax day coming up. You know, the company pay that I work for here pays for me. I've got to pay for my wife and daughter $770 a month. Then I just recently went to go to an urgent care thing. I had to pay my copay. Then they go, okay, we'll pay for this. Your insurance will pick it up. And then I get another bill in the mail. I mean, I know you're the guy to ask this question, dude, and I got to be frank with you. I mean, I'm sitting there with my wife going, this thing is a sham. I mean, what do we do?
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, when we think about health care, it's one of the essential things that we need for a vibrant economy in the state. You know, we need roads, we need schools, and we need good health care services. The problem is that we are using more and more health care services. And as the result of that, the costs are going up. And they are getting to the point where they're unaffordable for many families in North Dakota. So the experience that you and your wife are having is absolutely correct. It is getting too expensive for the average person. And that's why Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota is committed to doing something about that. And essentially, we do that, first of all, by helping people live healthier lives. But secondly, by working with hospitals and doctors to make sure that we get the right care at the right time, which is actually the lowest cost way to get health care. When you get the right care at the right time, it turns out to be the least expensive.
So tell me what you think about this, Paul. As you just mentioned, and I know you've told me this before, the average person in North Dakota right now, let's say they make $48,000 a year, they're spending 25% of their income on their health care premium. Is that correct?
Yeah, they may not be spending it directly that way. If they, like you, if you receive part of your health insurance costs through your employer, then you're not paying the whole thing out of pocket. But a family policy costs about $1,000 a month. So, you know, you're looking at $12,000 a year. And if the average household makes $48,000 to $50,000 a year, you're looking at about a quarter of income going to health care. And, of course, if your employer pays part of it, what that basically means is that your wages are lower than they otherwise would have been.
Right.
So you're paying for it one way or another. Some of it you pay directly, and some of it you pay because your employer can't afford to pay you more.
If you just joined us, CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield, Paul Von Ebers, I mean, that is a staggering number to me, Paul. And then I wake up this morning, I want to get your comments on this. I wake up this morning, and $360 million for the new Sanford Taj Mahal. I mean, people are like, come on, really?
Yeah, you know, there's a trade-off here. On the one hand, the hospitals in North Dakota, and this is not just Sanford, it's all of the hospitals across North Dakota, have fairly old facilities. And there is a need to replace some of these older facilities and, you know, bring new buildings along. You know, buildings wear out, and some of our hospital buildings are getting very old. The trade-off, though, is that if we build too much capacity, then those healthcare bills are simply going to go up. And so that's the delicate balance. There is no question that Sanford needs new facilities. What we're not sure about is whether they're building the right amount or whether they're building more than is necessary.
Paul, I know we've just got you for another short amount of time. I want to just give you the last word. Anything else you want to share, sir?
Well, healthcare is an issue that's on everybody's mind, and it's an issue that involves everybody's pocketbooks. The great thing about North Dakota is that we can sit down at a table and talk these issues through and come up with solutions that work for everyone in North Dakota, and that's what we're dedicated to doing.
Paul, thanks again. I really appreciate it. I want to have you back on for a more extended time to take some questions and whatnot, but have fun today at North Dakota 2.0, okay?
Great. Thank you.